And this is Tate Servance bringing you your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom for this hour. And your news update is brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. You can see them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And students, teachers, and staff in the Reese School District are anxiously watching the weather, hoping no more snow days. The state only allows districts to close for 6 days, and the district has been closed for 7 because of the weather. Superintendent Jordan Ackerman explained that they built in a makeup snow day on April 6th, knowing that the extra day had to be used. If the district has to close again, it'll have to submit a waiver asking the state to forgive 3 days. If the district closes again after that, additional days could be added to the end of the school year to have the required instructional time needed. And construction is underway on the new facility for Thumb Area Transit near Bad Axe. A project officials say will support the agency's growing operations and transportation services across the region. Thumb Area Transit Director Ken Jimkowski said work on the long-planned project is progressing as expected. He says the project is going very well, and the new facility is being built in Verona Township, just outside of Bad Axe near Whitelam Street and Bushland Road. Site development began in January, and the project is currently in the early stages of construction. Officials expect the facility to be completed by March 2027. The project carries a total cost of approximately $32 million, which includes the purchase of land for the new site. Funding for this facility has been secured entirely through state and federal grants, according to Thumb Area Transit officials. Thumb Area Transit previously received a $10 million grant through the Michigan's Intermodal Capital Investment Grant Program, which is administered by the Michigan Department of Transportation in the Michigan Infrastructure Office. Jimkowski said the remaining $22 million needed for the project was also obtained through state and federal funding sources. "We are extremely happy to have secured all the funds for this project through state and federal funding without using any local dollars from Huron County," Jimkowski said. He added that support from community partners, including letters backing grant applications, played an important part and role in securing the new funding. Once the new facility is complete, the Huron Transit Corporation plans to sell Thumb Area Transit's current property located at Bad Axe and East Soper Roads in the city, and the transit agency has experienced steady growth in recent years, expanding both its services and vehicle fleet. Officials say the current facility has become too small to meet operational needs. In 2025, Thumb Area Transit provided roughly 430,000 rides, according to Jimkowski, and the agency currently employs about 60 staff members. And authorities say a reported bomb threat at a Walmart in Roscommon County prompted a large emergency response on Thursday, but was ultimately determined to be unfounded. Emergency dispatchers received a report around 11:20 a.m. on March 12th about a possible explosive device at the Walmart Supercenter on West Houghton Lake Drive in Denton Township. The tip was reported through the FBI's national tip line, according to officials. Law enforcement quickly responded to the scene, including troopers from the Michigan State Police, deputies from the Roscommon County Sheriff's Office, and officers from the Denton Township Police Department. The store was evacuated as a precaution while authorities secured the area. Fire departments from Denton and Roscommon Townships also assisted at the scene during the response. During the investigation, nearby schools were temporarily placed in a secure mode meaning buildings were locked while activities inside continued. Michigan State Police explosive detection canine units searched the building but did not locate any explosive devices or evidence of a credible threat. Authorities cleared the scene shortly after 3:15 p.m., allowing the store to reopen, and officials later thanked the public for their patience and cooperation during the investigation. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Morrell Equipment.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Baddocks? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Baddocks, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Baddocks offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Baddocks, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And that was your news for this hour. We do have one obituary at this time to read for you. Catherine Ellen K. McTaggart, age 95 of Port Hope, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12, 2026. K was born on February 19, 1931 in Grindstone City, Michigan. K and some of her friends traveled to Bad Axe one night to the roller rink, where she met a handsome young man named Harold McTaggart. Harold and K were united in marriage on May 5, 1951. Kay is survived by her three children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, her six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kay will be on Monday, March 16th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Port Hope United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the New River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to the Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, and the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to a donor of your choice. Memories can be shared at Ramsey Funeral Home. And I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can always go to thumbnet.net for more news or obituaries, as well as weather and cancellations.